in effect for the WRJN listing area until 9:15. So just beware of that. Beware of your surroundings, all right? It's 9 o'clock on the nose. We've got local news, timeless hits. We'll keep you on top of the weather forecast, too. Dan Markets coming up next. I'm Don Rosen. Catch you Monday morning, 6 o'clock. Have a happy Easter and a good Friday today, all right? Stay right where you are.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Police say the wounded suspect in a shooting at Florida State University refusing to speak to investigators as they continue their search for a motive. Two men, not students, were killed. Six were wounded. Team coverage begins with correspondent Skylar Henry in Tallahassee.
Law enforcement identified the suspected shooter as 20-year-old FSU student Phoenix Eichner. The step County Sheriff's Deputy Jessica Eichner, who was named Employee of the Month last March. He allegedly used a handgun that was previously her service weapon.
This is Michael Wallace. Yesterday's shooting was a bad case of deja vu for FSU Horowitz. She survived the 2018 high school shooting in Parkland, Florida.
I've gotten to a place over these last couple of years where I didn't fear for my life anymore, and here we are yet again, and that was taken away from me for a second time.
She tells CBS Mornings,
I never for the first time, and here we are, and unfortunately, this is America for you.
Maryland's Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollens posted pictures with the man mistakenly deported to prison in El Salvador after the two met at what
two hours. Burns on the ground.
Carrying 14 passengers and two safely. Just about everyone in Puerto Rico has power back a day and a half after an island-wide outage. Luma Energy reports 98.8% of homes and businesses have been restored. Officials blame a failed transmission line for the blackout this Good Friday. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
need to start competing for championships. And, you know, we're the Green Bay Packers. We know it's all about.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Scattered showers likely today, and some of those could be hail, wind.
It's WRJN. It's Friday.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah. Better fly across the land. Try to get a hand. You need a traveling pain. Take me to the hotel. Bag is gone. Oh, well. Come on, come on. Won't you get me to my room? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Well, I'm flying across the land, trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling band.
Memorial Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Sights. eyes sparkle someone else's eyes. Now, woman, get away from me. American woman, mama, let me be. Go, gotta get away, gotta get away. Now, go, go, go. I'm gonna leave you, woman. Gotta leave you, woman. Bye-bye.
News and timeless hits, WRJN. Paul Harvey and the rest of the story, part of our Friday day today. Another story coming up at 12:05, and that's sponsored by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha on 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Kenosha's tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements and more.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
Need growth? Hassle of a big box store? Cristiano Supermarket has you covered with a wide selection of everyday essentials at competitive prices. Enjoy fresh signature subs from Lee's Deli, EBT for your convenience, and plain black or white t-shirts up to 5XL for just $5 every day. Feeling lucky? Join the winners who got their Wisconsin State Lottery tickets at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just good luck and great deals. Swing by Cristiano Supermarket at 21st and Kearney in Racine.
Hi. Your CBD store in Racine works Neuro CBD, the innovative way to experience more effective managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Neuro water soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full quality CBD products. Your CBD Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It's more than a place to shop. Schrader's Department Store is a 134-year-old cornerstone in the Manitowoc County community of Two Rivers. It's also the oldest, and not just in the state, but the country, still operated by the same family.
I am fourth generation. We've made the store just our own special spot now.
Schrader runs the store with her sister, and like every generation, grew there.
My sisters and I were all raised in the department store from little on. I would wait on customers when I was 12. It's just a part of who we are. Our customers are what open the doors every day.
So it's a mix of new and old, including services like tailoring.
A great place to be.
It really is a slice of Wisconsin you won't find anywhere else. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The sounds of timeless hits and baseball are the perfect combination. Once again, WRJN is Southeast Wisconsin's home of Brewer baseball. Listen as the Brewers go for a three-peat in the NL Central. See the schedule online at WRJN.com.
Girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool.
tease me with her carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close to me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh, yeah.
Another day on I-94. It's the expressway to you. Survivors on WRJN.
I've been trying to get to you for a long time. Cause constantly you've been on my mind. I was thinking about a shortcut I could take. But it seems like I made a mistake. But I was wrong.
Who took too long? I got caught in the rush hour. You fellas started to shower. You with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction. On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. At 5 o'clock, it's much too crowded. No, it's much too crowded. So crowded. Caught in the rush hour, this fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
sorry, and I was a little bit late. She would await and await and await and await for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day.
Dave Clark 5. Here comes Stuart J. Waddles with another update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A gas main break in Kenosha last night led to residential evacuations. Homes and residences near 39th Avenue and 45th to 50th Streets were impacted. The Kenosha Fire Department was dealing with several medical calls. Police were dealing with traffic control. We're working on learning more about what happened and the impact. A Racine officer saved a man from a burning building last week. Some Kenosha cops also filled that hero role recently. Kenosha police officers Kyle Charles Lyons and Matthew Lovell received awards this week from the mayor for saving a man who was unresponsive and not breathing. The officers were able to get to a 63rd Street home quickly back on February 15th, and they were able to resuscitate the man. The officers from both the communities are receiving accolades. Racine County's outdated juvenile detention center closes soon, with 25 youths moving to the new Jonathan Delagrave Youth Development and Care Center. That move will take place May 1st. The facility features classrooms, mental health suites, and outdoor courtyards. The goal is to move from a punishment-based rehab to a mental health rehab. The facility is named for the late county executive who pushed early for the Caledonia facility. And let the roundabout talk begin. A new Racine County roundabout is being planned for the intersection of Highways K and V. The plan is moving ahead thanks to a federal grant of just over $500,000. The county board approved the project this week, aiming to reduce the high number of crashes at that intersection. Design work will start. Full project is expected to wrap up by 2029. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
WRJN weather.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. Those could be severe with hail, wind, even an isolated tornado possible. Be weather aware today. 78 tonight, gradual clearing after midnight, 44 tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 52. I'm meteorologist Sean K. Right now it's 55.
You'll never.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. I featured this song as a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget a couple months ago, and maybe I had something to do with bringing that back now. Here's The Toys, A Lover's Concerto, WRJN.
Oh,
local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Coming up, a song that almost wasn't made by the Beach Boys, but Brian Wilson prevailed, and he named the song after the voices in his head. I'll explain in just a minute on the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles, with showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall and near Entrance G at Gurnee Mills. Discover a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Action figures, pro wrestling merch, sports memorabilia, great Easter gifts with their own uniquely sweet charm. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777 or biglou.com.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Could coal make a comeback in Wisconsin? Pollution and high costs have pushed utilities to start shutting down coal plants across the state. But the Trump administration has announced emergency orders to boost coal, including offering power plants a 2-year exemption from requirements to reduce emissions of toxic chemicals like mercury, arsenic, and benzene. April 22nd marks the 55th anniversary of Earth Day. Back in 1970, Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson called for an environmental day of action that inspired 20 million Americans to take to the streets and demand protections from environmental contamination. Less than 8 months later, Congress created the EPA. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's open up the vault door. For a song from an album that was 30-plus years in the making. The album, Smile, by the Beach Boys. Now, they started working on it in, like, late 60s. It didn't come out until 2004. And it had this song on it. Now, this song was completed and released in the 60s, and you can hear the influence of Good Vibrations on this song. It's very much like Good Vibrations. I'm amazed at this song because it's got incredible harmonies, it's got tempo changes, it's just another work of art from the mind of Brian Wilson. Brian Wilson, leader of the Beach Boys, used the term Heroes and Villains, the title of this song, to describe the voices in his head as he was writing it. Heroes and Villains from the Smile album, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN.
I've been in this town so long and back in the city. I've been taken for a lost and gone and unknown for a long, long time. Fell in love years ago with an innocent girl from the Spanish and Indian home. Robert down.
sunny down snuff, I'm all right. By the heroes and...
Villains, the Beach Boys, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget this time around. This afternoon, another nugget, I should say, very different, because this afternoon's song chronicles a three-day event that happened in 1967. Yeah, and don't get ahead of me, it's not Woodstock. But this song came out Christmas time of 1967 about an event that happened the summer before. It's this afternoon at 1:45-ish on WRJN.
WRJN. The beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned a page, uh-huh. The miniskirt, the current thing. Goes on, the beat goes on.
The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. To war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La-da-da-da-da.
Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain.
La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Easter weekend, I'm Dan Marcus, hoping that you will spend part of the time with us, maybe if it's just driving to a friend's house or a family member's house to have Easter Sunday brunch or something. Bring us along, WRJN.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. See what you
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Gee, Eleanor, I think you're swell. Here are the Turtles, WRJN.
You got to think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really.
Eleanor, gee, I think you're swell, and you really do me well. You're my pride and joy, etc. Eleanor, can I take the time to ask you to speak your mind? Tell me that you love me better.
I really think you're groovy. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor, can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor, love me.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump is calling Senator Chris Van Hollen a fool and a grandstander after the Maryland Democrat posted pictures of him meeting with Kilmar Abrego Garcia in El Salvador, who was mistakenly deported to prison there a month ago. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
In response to the meeting, Abrego Garcia's wife, Jennifer Vasquez Sura, said in a statement, "The efforts of my family and community in fighting for justice are being heard because I now know that my husband is alive."
The Trump administration has refused court orders to bring him back to the U.S. Donors are stepping up to help Harvard as it takes a stand against President Trump.
The feds have frozen $2.2 billion of Harvard's funding, believing it is not done enough to combat anti-Semitism. The New York Times reports alumni who have never donated to Harvard before are now giving money to help fight back. Wellesley College economics professor Philip Levine says Harvard's endowment is more than $50 billion, but the funding freeze will still hurt.
Talking about $2 billion once, plus another half a billion dollars a year, essentially forever. That will do a very good job of depleting.